Acrimony and gridlock. That's the state of affairs at the Washington State Capitol, where lawmakers Monday began a 30-day overtime session. Governor Jay Inslee called lawmakers back after they failed to reach agreement on a state budget and school funding package. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
If your vision of a special session of the legislature is lawmakers dragged back to the Capitol en masse, think again.
Senate will be in order.
There were just four senators on the floor of the Washington Senate as it was gaveled in. But that's all it took to pass a resolution that states in part the public interest requires that the business of the 2017 first special session be acted upon as efficiently and expeditiously as possible.
As many as in favor, please say aye. As many as opposed, please say no. Senate Concurrent Resolution 80404 is declared passed.
Now, despite what the resolution says, there's nothing to suggest this special session will be either efficient or expeditious. Slow and acrimonious seems more likely. Consider what happened in the Senate on Friday evening as the regular session came to a close.
In gross Senate Bill 5111 on third reading and final passage, remarks Senator Braun.
Majority Republicans forced a vote on a pair of tax bills proposed by House Democrats, including a capital gains tax. Republicans wanted to show that the taxes couldn't pass. Here's Senate Budget Chair John Braun.
I am hopeful with this action we can set this idea aside, saying it is not right for the state of Washington, and we can truly begin negotiations for our operating budget in this session.
Democrats countered that budget negotiations must come before tax votes. This was Senator Kevin Ranker, the top Democrat on the Senate Budget Committee.
The idea that we would just vote on some random tax package for the sake of taxes is ludicrous.
In the end, both sides voted the taxes down for different reasons. Republicans called it a win for the taxpayers. Democrats called it a stunt. It was just the latest chapter in a weeks-long game of chicken over the state budget and how to fully fund schools, a game that shows no signs of abating as this special session gets underway. In fact, both House Democrats and Senate Republicans offer the same answer to why they won't give an inch. Here's House Budget Chair Tim Ormsby, a Democrat, and Senator Braun, the Republican Budget Chair.
The question translated is, will you negotiate against yourselves and lower your position to see if that will work?
One thing we're not going to do is we're not going to negotiate with ourselves.
So where does this leave budget negotiations for now? Both sides are far apart. Democrats say higher taxes are needed to fund schools and protect the social safety net. Republicans want to shift the burden of funding schools away from local levies and onto the state. On the floor of the Senate last week, Democrat Kevin Ranker stated the obvious. Democrats don't support the Republican approach, and Republicans don't support the Democratic approach.
So what does that mean? That means we put our proposals aside, and we become adults, and we work together to develop a go-home budget, a compromise, because politics in the end must be the art of yes.
While Ranker called on lawmakers to be adults, Republican Doug Erickson suggested that middle schoolers could solve this problem.
The key thing that we have to do is determine the size of the sandbox. How much money do we have? How much money are we taking from the people of Washington State to fund the priorities of government?
The special session ends May 24th. If there's still no agreement by then, Governor Jay Inslee will likely call a second special session. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.